lesson from Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You may be seated. The 12-year-old boy dangled his legs over the edge of the balcony as he concentrated down below on the basketball court where his superheroes, those high school basketball players, shot, passed, dribbled their way to a close-fought victory. Then it came time for the walk home. Since he was the principal's kid, that meant exiting the side corridor of that high school and winding up the quarter-mile black-topped road along a lake to the principal's house. No street lights, no sidewalk. The wind whipped through the bare trees on that cold February evening. It was scary enough to be walking home all alone. But he was a Lutheran boy, and he also knew that the devil exists, and more than that, that the devil is roaming around seeking whom he can devour. He dared not glance over his shoulders because he was sure that Satan was just a half step behind, with fangs exposed and talons extended, ready to rip at him and drag him down, way down. But as a Lutheran boy, he also knew that Jesus had crushed Satan's power and that Jesus' word is the M16, better yet, the cruise missile that sends Satan running. And so as he walked along, not just on that evening, but after every one of those late winter basketball games in January and February, and as the wind howled, drowning out all sound around from the bottom of his heart and the top of his lungs, each time he walked home, he sang all four stanzas of Martin Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And he got home safely every time. I know that to be true, because I was that 12-year-old boy. Lutherans look forward to celebrating the Reformation of the Church each year, marking that event on October 31st. But Lutherans also live in a real world. And we understand that Halloween has become a candy-giving and decorated event almost as big as Christmas, at least where I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Halloween decorations come out in stores and on yards already right after Labor Day. Kind of sad, wouldn't you say, that ghosts and ghouls and goblins that get that kind of big play? Of course, we also know that when that happens, the devil is just laughing up his sleeve, because nothing pleases him more than to see that there is confusion or mayhem or fear brought up in people's hearts in whatever way he can accomplish that. Yes, it's true, Jesus has crushed Satan's power, but he still operates like a pit bull on a leash. My son started a mission church in Florida 5 years ago, and under God's blessing, they have a beautiful church building, acreage, 170 members, 240 kids in their school. But when I go to visit, I like to also join him every week with their members. They still canvass neighborhoods. I remember walking by one house. It actually had a pit bull tied up to a big old tree. And we were just going to stop in and say, hi, do you have a church? And if not, here's some literature from my son's church. That pit bull, as I put one toe on the driveway, took off on a dead run right at me with his growling and his howling, and then all the way up until that leash, and boy, then he got stuck. Boy, was I glad that leash held. The devil is a pit bull on a leash, and he knows your weaknesses and mine. So don't put your toes in his yard. Because if your weakness is greed, he's going to go there and tempt you to sneak into an unlocked dorm room and take stuff that is not yours. If it's laziness, he'll push you to plagiarism as the easy way out. If it's lust, he'll try to get your hormones racing faster than a Six Flags roller coaster. If it's misuse of the mouth, he's going to get you to try to join in America's favorite indoor sport, gossip. And if it's trying to get a substance buzz, he's going to push you to pop pills not prescribed for you or to pour in beer until you tip over. If you insist on stepping your foot into the devil's yard because you think it'll be fun just to try it, if you insist that it's okay to do that, and if you insist that the devil's temptations are not that big a deal, you do not belong in this Lutheran college. Pack and go home. But if you want to join your schoolmates, classmates, and professors in the daily battle against Satan's temptations, then know this. Know that you do not have to step in Satan's yard. You can join with schoolmates, classmates, professors, and walk on God's side of the street, staying away from that devil dog. You do not have to give in to his temptations. You do not have to fall for his wiles. Why? Because of two great things. You can withstand temptation because of two great things. Number one, Jesus splattered his blood all over two hunks of timber 20 centuries ago on a hill outside of Jerusalem and rose to prove that by that act your sins are forgiven. All of them, even when you fall into silly and stupid mistakes from the devil's temptations. He has won the war for you, and all of your sins are paid for. And number two, he gives you defensive armor to wear and offensive weaponry to send the devil running to slice and dice him in so many pieces. Listen again. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Wear the armor. Wield the sword of the Spirit. Walk with confidence and sing with that 12-year-old boy. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, but he can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. Please stand for prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, your Son resisted the devil and defeated him. Equip us with your armor that we may be able to stand firm against the schemes of that old evil foe. Fasten on us the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Defend us in all trials, tribulations, and temptations with the sword of the Spirit, your word, so that it may be in our hearts, fill our minds, and be on our lips. Help us recall the flood of our baptism, where you washed away all our sins and created us to live before you in righteousness and purity forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.